thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Conversations with the Citizen.
This is Conversations with the Citizen. I'm your host, Tia Carol Jones. I'm here today with Wendell Harris, who is the Director of Lending Operations for Chicago Community Loan Fund. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I am Wendell Harris again. I'm actually the Vice President of Lending Operations at the Chicago Community Loan Fund. No worries. It's a title, right? It means nothing. Born and raised Markham, Illinois, by way of two Mississippi migrant parents, right, to the west side of Chicago that decided to move south back in the late 50s, right? So they actually participated in, unfortunately, in the whole contract purchase piece, right? So I'm a byproduct of that, as most of us are in our community. But again, born and raised in Markham, went to school out in the south suburbs at Thornwood High School, attended Northern Illinois University, received my master's from Keller Graduate School of Management at DeVry, worked for a host of financial institutions, from Northern Trust to LaSalle Bank, Urban Partnership Bank, worked for GE Capital Real Estate. So did a stint in the whole financial space. In addition to, I took a brief moment and worked at radio station WVON, where quite frankly, it was a very eye-opening experience, and I think it was the catalyst for where I'm at today. You know, sitting in that office with the wealth of knowledge that Melody Spann Cooper has and her sister, I worked for her sister at the time, Latrice Spann, and listening to Cliff Kelly tell me, boy, you can come in this office. You must be smart if I let you come in here, because I don't let everybody come in here. It was just some great personalities there. Monique Carradine, right, Perry Spann. I worked there for a stint before I actually went to LaSalle Bank for their training program. So, again, did the stint in commercial finance a bit. Now I've landed at Chicago Community Loan Fund, which May will end up being my eighth year here.
Okay.
And it has just been a very enjoyable ride here.
Okay, great. Since Chicago Community Loan Fund was founded in 1991, how has it continued its mission?
Sure. So the Chicago Community Loan Fund, also known as CCLF, we are a 30-year-old nonprofit loan fund that's a community development financial institution, also known as the CDFI. We serve Metro Chicago. For us, that is primarily Cook and the five collaring counties, but focusing primarily on low to moderate income census tracts by design, where redlining has happened. And that was the main reason, as some of the audience may be aware of, that the CDFIs were developed. And it's unfortunate right now that, and this is a totally separate conversation and it's deeper, redlining is still occurring, as some of us are aware of. For the audience members who may not be aware, redlining occurs specifically when an institution decides that they would rather not issue credit based upon where you live or where the location of an actual project is. And that decision is not based upon credit risk or financial risk. It's just purely based upon race. CCLF began with very humble beginnings, again, about 30 years ago, where a group of socially investment-minded folks came together. And it was kind of interesting because, if you all may recall, the Webo department store, they developed a foundation. They provided us with one of our initial investments in 91, I think about $200,000, that now has allowed us to grow into a $100 million fund today. At the initial onset, the focus was cooperative housing. But since then, we fast forward to 2021, you know, we look at everything from vacant land acquisition on to larger scale commercial retail projects. So, you know, what does that all mean, right? What am I saying? So CCLF is a business-to-business lender, so we don't lend to individuals. We lend to businesses only. That materializes into helping for-profit, non-profit businesses that typically have some level of capacity and seek to resolve a problem in the community related to real estate, primarily. In addition to the real estate transactions, we also have a soft spot for our nonprofits because we can, you know, help the collateral as much as we like, but if we don't direct our attention to the people, there'll still be some challenges there, right? So we want to help those nonprofits with working capital, equipment finance, to help support the people in the community. Again, primarily collateral-based lender. Some examples that probably resonate a bit more, Inglewood Square, DL3's development, Leon Walker. We provided a small pre-development loan to actually help kickstart that project some time ago. P.S. Bronzeville, 31st and State, that particular area, Zeb McLaurin's project there. We provided pre-development funding for his deal as well last year. We're hoping to participate in the redevelopment of the Laramie State Bank over on the west side on Chicago Avenue. I can't wait to see that building rehabbed. We also support local small-scale investors and developers that have a high interest in acquiring and rehabbing 1-4 unit projects where we can provide capital 90% of cost, potentially up to 120% loan to value on stabilized, affordable rentals, right? And that's big because, again, another conversation, the challenges that we have in our community around appraised values, right? Okay. There is a huge narrative around communities of color not receiving their fair share of appropriate reviews of assets, which, again, that's a deeper conversation. We're funding projects on the south and west sides of Chicago, you know, whether it's trying to help Road to Righteousness on the south side acquire another building where they can house women that, you know, may be ex-offenders or, you know, ex-substance abusers to help them get on their feet. We're assisting the community, a male empowerment project on the west side as well, helping them acquire rehab 1-4 unit projects, trying to help Chicago Anti-Eviction Campaign, J.R. Fleming's group as well. In addition to working with the city of Chicago on their rebuild initiative and their receivership program initiative as well, which we're slowly trying to pick up steam there, to work with Cook County Land Bank, as well as Community Investment Corp, to find an appropriate pool of assets so that we can all work in concert. And you'll kind of hear me just kind of not just talk about CCLF because the space that we're in, it takes us all, right? It takes the Illinois Facilities Funds, right, the IFF. It takes the local initiative support corporations and the community reinvestment funds and the Chicago neighborhood initiatives. It takes all of us to solve this problem because this has been an age-old issue. On the multifamily side, we should be closing on a mixed-use building over in Pullman in the near future. And I'll call him my brother Noomsie because he's so quiet. He does not want anyone to know how much work he's doing. But this gentleman is putting together a fabulous line of units that are very high-end but at a very affordable level, right? Helping Benita Harrison's group as well. Mixed-use, trying to help support her on a deal that she's looking at in Greater Grand Crossing. And then community facilities, we worked in concert with Illinois Facilities Fund for Friend Health. They just closed on moving to a brand new location over in Woodlawn. We supported the excess tenants transaction. We've participated and helped Theaster Gates. As we all know, he's very strong, but we also helped him with the bank building.
Oh, okay.
And trying to figure out how to help him with St. Lawrence, too, as well. Lillian Marcy, Harry Lennox's theater building. We worked in conjunction with Chicago Trend as well to help them acquire that. obtain site control and do some light level pre-development. So I'm just trying to throw out some examples of kind of what we're trying to do and what we continue to do. And again, there's so much work out here for all of us, and we have to do it together. In addition to doing this work with our larger investors that give us this capital to take care of these projects.
Right. And so why is it important to fill those community development credit gaps?
Great question. If we don't do it, some of the problems will never be resolved.
Okay.
And it's so interesting as you start to look at the landscape of the communities of color, and you see all the disinvestment that occurred, right? When you talk about 75th Street and 79th Street and what they used to be years ago, right? You think about, even around 71st and Jeffrey, right? You go over to the west side, you talk all Madison, right? Mm-hmm. Along Madison, right? For some of us that have been around long, not that I'm that old, but I'm old enough to see a huge change, right? And if organizations such as the Chicago Community Loan Fund, right, and our other partners, as I referenced, LISC, CIC, all of these other organizations don't figure out a way how to jump in or step in and sometimes be the first in capital to allow the other capital to come in, right, the capital from some of the larger institutions, the opportunity zone capital as well, in addition to the new market tax credits and low-income housing tax credits. We have to step in because, especially when we look like us, mm-hmm. we understand, right, the gentleman that ran an AAU program in Markham for 30 years, whose wife feels like he ran us broke, this was my dad, but did not really understand finance, right?
Okay.
My dad would be 87 this year. He wanted to make sure young men and young women had a father figure around. That was his focus, right?
Okay.
So me growing up into that, playing basketball all over Chicago, now I went on taking the next step because my father didn't go past high school, right? He played a little Negro League baseball down south. But he helped me get to the next level, right? I went to school. I did all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what I got when I was over at WVON. You got to go back and figure out how to be the solution mm-hmm. or be a part of the solution. Because mm-hmm. if you're not, these gaps won't get filled.
What are some of the accomplishments that CCLF is most proud of?
I can talk about the larger projects, right? One project we're in the process of closing on now is, which I'm actually excited about this one too, I guess for a more important reason. Mm-hmm. We're working with a franchise owner of Culver's, minority owner that did the Bronzeville, really the only minority owner right now in Culver's.
Right.
We're assisting with the Culver's in Pullman.
Oh, okay.
In conjunction, because okay. again, I cannot talk about what we do without our investors, our stakeholders, right? Mm-hmm. Chase Bank is coming in and providing some new market tax credit equity into that deal. So now this very strong owner operator is getting into a space that not all of us are in,
right?
He's learning about new market tax credits. He calls me a couple times a week, like, Wanda, what is this? I've never heard of this. Can you help me? You know, this is a part of it, right?
Okay.
The only way to fix it is to fix it and really be a part of it. So, and again, that's another larger transaction. But I'm very proud of trying to help. I had a call yesterday with one of our existing clients who had on the phone two relatives. Very small. Younger gentleman, young lady has a beauty salon, mobile beauty salon, and she's trying to figure out how to go into retail.
Okay.
Right. She has been a stylist for 10 years, has had a mobile salon for 6. That's what I'm proud of, right?
Okay.
I'm also proud of the other gentleman on the phone, right? Has done 2 1-4 unit rehabs, very young, in his mid-20s. Mm. two units. And now he's trying to figure out how to scale up to four.
Okay.
Not every lender is going to want to give him that opportunity.
Okay.
He's done his first one. I know the parent. The parent is one of our clients.
Okay.
My MBE, WBE. He has a good coach. If he's doing it this early, where could we help him be in 10 years?
Okay.
Right? Because the goal of a CDFI is to grow our people into traditional finance,
okay,
to lower cost finance. Not that our capital isn't low cost, because our capital is very low cost and very flexible.
Okay.
But our capital also comes at a cost, because we got to pay our investors, right? So if we can grow these people, right, into traditional finance and then grow into higher capacity, right, that's how we begin to be our own solution. So honestly, the smaller conversations where, and it sounds crazy, I spent a lot of time with a lot of us that are at different levels, and sometimes we want to bite off more than we can chew, and we got to close the door and have a real conversation.
Okay.
Right? This might not be the right thing for you, and they might not want to hear that. But here's why this is probably not the best path to travel for you. And this may be a better path to travel, so we can help build you up, because as you grow, you want to make sure your liquidity is in order with the debt, right?
Sure.
So again, those are a lot of the situations that I'm more proud of.
How does helping community development organizations benefit the residents in those neighborhoods?
Great question. So, I'll just kind of still tie it in to the last question. If we don't step in and help fund these businesses, you know, we may not have, you know, a Five Lowe's to hang around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even during the pandemic, there may be some audience members that heard me say this story, because I feel it is imperative to make sure we hear about our Black-owned businesses. And we support these Black-owned businesses, whether it is a Five Lowe's or a Flavor out in the South Suburbs, or a Q's Tips and Wings on 79th Street over West. We got to support these businesses. But again, if we don't step in to fund in these manners, the communities don't get the resources.
Okay.
They don't have the restaurants. Most importantly, the sit-down restaurants, right, to eat. They have to go outside of the community. Again, the dollar doesn't stay in the community. That's mm-hmm. another problem, right? We have to help participate in getting the Fran Healths done, right, so the community can have health services there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure out how to support the excess tennis deal, which took quite a bit of time because it was a nothing had transpired in that area for a while like that.
Right.
Right. And you got somebody Black, you got somebody young. So it took a lot of effort and a lot of strong voices in support of the people there to make that happen. Right.
Okay.
So that is why that is very important that we step in and do what we need to do.
Who are some of Chicago Community Loan Fund's partners, and what are some of the ways they assist in the organization's mission?
Great. As I mentioned earlier, I love tying in, because primarily we get a call sometimes, right, and it may just not be our sweet spot.
Okay.
And I won't say sweet spot, it just may not be our area of focus. Even though some of the CDFIs have some slight overlap,
mm-hmm.
all of us have our own nuances. CCLF is very agile, very nimble, will figure out how to fill the gap or help the developer or investor solve the problem. Real estate related, nonprofit, for profit. We're not necessarily the small business lender, right? So if you are a trucking company and you're looking for a working capital line of credit, that's not necessarily what our capital is designed for. And we want to make sure and allow our other partners to participate in all of this work, as I mentioned earlier, because it's too much work out here for us, right? So therein may be an opportunity for a LISC Chicago, a local initiative support corporation, or it could be an opportunity for Chicago neighborhood initiatives, right? Or a community reinvestment fund, or one of the other institutions that we actually work with. And I don't want to forget the city of Chicago as well, because they have been a great partner with this new Invest Southwest initiative that we're trying to figure out as time rolls on to where we can help support bridging some of the Neighborhood Opportunity Fund awards and some of the other subsidies, TIP, and things of that nature as well.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about Invest Southwest and what CCLF is? Right, yes.
No problem. Yeah. I get messed around with these acronyms as well, so don't even feel bad.
Okay.
It's too many acronyms, especially when it's not your space.
Right.
So we are trying to sit close as a partner just with the city in general. As I referenced earlier, the Chicago Neighborhood Rebuild Initiative, which focuses primarily on the 7, 10, and 11 police districts. You see, I'm trying to close my eyes and remember everything. But that program has actually also opened up to allow developers that are approved into the program to look at other assets and other LMI, low to moderate income census tracts as well, and the Rebuild Initiative. Invest Southwest, we're trying to play a support mechanism to help participate in a think tank around how the city's going about looking at the different nodes in Chicago, right? Okay. So some of you all may recognize how the RFQs are slowly trickling out at mm-hmm. a time. I think they're being very intentful around that. And the city's talking to not only us, but other partners in the CDFI space and banking partners, because they're really trying to figure out how to get it. I mean, we'll never get anything perfect, but how can we take a step up right, okay. this time around with this particular initiative? So funding-wise, we have been playing a bridge partner okay. because the Neighborhood Opportunity Fund, NOF, is a bridgeable grant opportunity for the awardees.
And so can you talk about the Community Recovery Fund and how it helped small businesses during the pandemic?
Sure. So as we all know, we're still trying to figure out where we are, right? I think all of us wake up every day and I'm going to say it. I'm sorry. This is not CCLF's opinion. I just thank God, right, that I'm able to wake up and, put my feet on the ground and, I got a job. Mm-hmm. I can pay my bills. My mom's healthy. I think everyone was trying to figure out what to do, right, and how can I help, right? We saw the cry out in the streets. We saw a lot of pain, we saw a lot of anger, a lot of hurt, which a lot of us carry, right now. So I think and I'll speak on behalf of our president, Calvin Holmes, and our COO, Bob Tucker, we were trying to figure out a way how to still be nimble, considering we are not a small business lender.
Right.
And we don't typically deal that heavily in with small businesses, right? Opportunities came to us from the city of Chicago through the Together Now, I'm trying to remember the acronyms again, as well as through the state of Illinois through their BIG, which represented the Business Interruption Grant Program. Those were grant programs. On a large scale, historically, we have not necessarily been a grant administrator. But the state needed help.
Okay.
The state reached out to a host of, again, CDFIs, because we cannot do it all alone, and put together a team of folks. The city did the same for their Together Now program, and we all worked in concert to try to lightly underwrite these grant opportunities and get the money out the door as fast as we could with little notice. Because no one knew this stuff was going to happen. So the state and the city did the best that they could. The city also executed a small business resiliency fund, mm-hmm. Which was it's a loan fund, right? We also were a participant from an administrative standpoint for the city's Small Business Resiliency Fund as well. But again, that was a loan program. At the county level, the county was like, we had to do something too. The county also executed a recovery initiative as well that we were a grant administrator on. So to say the least, last year, we were busy beyond notion, and we are still kind of recovering. We're going through an audit right now. I'm so thankful to have a great CFO and Angela Dow. She was on me last week like, hey, I need you to answer these questions for the audit because this is new for us.
Okay. Right?
So again, I'm just giving you real context to show
Sure. This
is kind of how we stepped in. But it's not over.
Right.
Because we are, as you all know, this is a new normal. So it is even more imperative now, and I've had this conversation with some of my CDFI partners and some of my partners at the bank level, Associated, Tiffany O'Day, and a lot of these other partners that we have, right? It is more imperative that we step in now. We cannot walk away from the people in the communities now, because my belief, there has been a huge transition of wealth in the last year, and some of us, Black and brown folks, have not participated. So we have to figure out a way to put the money into these folks' hands. And it might not be right now. It may be down the line, because we have to strategically get our folks ready to metaphorically accept the pass that we want to give them.
Right.
So we have to step in right now. It is imperative. It is our livelihood is at stake right now.
Okay. How has the pandemic changed or expanded the work done by Chicago Community Loan Fund?
So so again, just kind of going back, grant administrator, I had no idea at this time last year I'd be trying to figure out how to administer grants with a very small staff.
Right.
We did it. I'm thankful we got that opportunity, because it also allowed us to meet some new folks. Here's some stories. You always think your life is worse than what it is, and then somebody comes along and you just thank God. I'm so happy, but I also want to pray for you and what you're going through, right? I think it's just been a moment. This can be a moment of clarity for everybody, right? And I'm hoping, and I talk to a lot of clients on a regular basis. I'm just in the office trying to figure out how to do administrative work, which I'm behind on because I've been on vacation. Well, took some time off just to take care of some family things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have lost people during this time period. It's been tough. Just trying to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the pandemic has allowed us to increase our nimbleness and be even more flexible and be more thoughtful around the opportunities that's coming out of this right now, because there is a lot of bank capital that is trying to flow a bit more freer now. They're saying, hey, we really want to help solve the problem now. So I know my president, my COO, and my CFO, they're trying to make sure we're in these conversations to be able to receive the pass, receive this capital, and be able to issue it back to the community in the appropriate way.
Where can people go to find out more about Chicago Community Loan Fund?
People can go to our website. We are at www.chicagocommunityloanfund.org. We can be Googled typically via CCLF, and something should come up as well. We also welcome the opportunity to reach out via phone at 312-252-0427. Again, that's 31. I'm sorry, that's actually my number. You can call me too, but I would also direct you, because I might be at another interview when you all try to call me too. So the quickest way is 312-252-0440. Again, 312-252-0440, extension 101. And you should have the pleasure of speaking with Naima Bergen at that time, or feel free to shoot us an email. My email is wharris@ccLFchicago.org. Again, that's wharris@ccLFchicago.org. But also, copy Naima Bergen as well in the event that I'm not in the office, and I've been out quite a bit just trying to figure out how to help in general, help solve these problems and put our people in a better position. And Naima's email is nbergen, N-B-E-R-G-E-N, at cclfchicago.org. Again, that is nbergen at cclfchicago.org.
Okay. And before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Again, I think we all just, you know, let's just take this time to write our own ships, right, in different ways, in the ways that we need to. I also want to, this is probably unusual, I didn't even talk to my team about this, so I'm trying to hire right now a loan officer, probably in the next 30 to 45 days. I'm going through some interviews. Actually, right now, as I mentioned, I had one today, got one this afternoon, and I'll have some more next week. But we're trying to find folks from the community that actually have capacity, right, understand credit, and want to help, right, want to figure out how to get to a yes and have some capacity and experience in financial underwriting, as well as credit origination.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Remember to make plans to join us again next week for Conversations with the Citizen, the place where real news can be heard.